Mr. Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, first name Caldonia, C-A-L-D-O-N-I-A. This is a it's a Mrs. Caldonia, right? Sorry. Mrs. Jackson is a 64-year-old woman being admitted to hospice with history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Patient recently was hospitalized at St. Luke's Hospital with decreased appetite. A gastric distension was noted and subsequent gastric outlet obstruction. She underwent EGD. Patient CT scan also showed significant gastric distension. It was thought that the patient's gastric antrum was causing her obstruction. A subsequent single mucosal papule was found with a duodenal deformity. The biopsy of the polyp showed adenocarcinoma of the pancreas, and subsequent oncology was consulted in the summer of 2021. Patient had a biliary stent placed. Veteran started on chemotherapy in the fall of 2021. Required hospitalization with pancytopenia. Received transfusion. Subsequently became bacteremic and septic. In the spring and summer of 2022, she started on chemotherapy but developed cytopenia. Subsequent hospitalization with a partial small bowel obstruction period. It was then decided that patient is no longer a candidate for chemo radiation therapy and has been placed on hospice with life expectancy of 6 months or less to live. Patient's current H&H is 7 and 23. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. Her albumin is 2.2. Total protein at 4.8. She suffers from protein, calorie, malnutrition. Recent PET scan has shown worsening patients of adenocarcinoma with bone and other organ metastatic disease. Patient also has developed hydronephrosis and a sarcoid related to her albumin, low albumin. has been decided to stop all chemo and radiation therapy and start patient on hospice, period. Patient also has other issues. Patient other comorbidities include atrial fibrillation and hypertension, as was mentioned. Patient currently has total ADL dependency, constipation, pain, requiring around-the-clock pain medication, KPF score of 40%. With a grave prognosis. Patient is confused at times, related to her both disease process and her medication. She's now sleeping about 12 to 18 hours a day. Has also developed a stage 2 pressure ulcer over her sacrum, which requires daily care and dressing changes. Period. Patient's family and caretaker are quite aware of the grave prognosis, and they have sought help of hospice to help with end-of-life care and pain control before patient passes on. Thank you. So that was on Caledonia Jackson, a lady. Thank you.